Okay, today is Daf Pei Beis. We're on Daf Pei Beis. We're at the new Mishnah, new Perek, actually. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Leila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shol Pinchas and Nisil Bas Shmuel, and the Shamash Avalias. Brand new Perek. Won't feel that way, but it's a brand new Perek. Ketzad Mishtatvin Betchumen. Here is an interesting thing. I want to make a Tchum, because I want to go visit a different Shir. But I'm going to make a tchum for you too. I'm going to make a tchum for many people. I'm going to be mishtate for tchum. Not just for myself, but for a bunch of people. I'm going to make a tchum. How do I do that? Ketzad mishtatfin betchumen. How do I mishtate? How do I join many people in a tchum? So, miniach es achavis. I take a barrel of wine, let's say, or oil. V'armer, and I say, hareze l'chol b'nei iri. This is for my whole town. Lekalmi sheyelech lebeis avel. Anybody that wants to go pay a shiva call in that other town, want to go pay a shiva call in the other town, this will be a tchum for them. Okay? Oh, or lebeis hamishta, or to a beis hamishta, right? Someone made us mix a simcha bar mitzvah, so we're going to all go to the bris milah. We're all going to go there. Anybody that wants to go, I have you in mind. Interesting that it's a base of, you pay a shiva call on Shabbos? Can you pay a shiva call on Shabbos? So it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says yes. Right, we learned that on Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Yud Beis. Right? Beis Hillel says, Bekoshi hitiru nicham avelim b'Shabbos. It's mutter. You know, it's funny, last Shabbos, a neighbor of mine was in the middle of Shiva or just got up from Shiva, and I was coming to the shir, and she was outside, and I wanted to say to her, Malka Menachem Eschem, but it's Shabbos. I was wondering, can I say it or not? Should I say it? Should I not say anything? You're totally allowed to. Right? I make an error because we're going to go pay a Shiva call on Shabbos. I don't know if it's an official Shiva call, but they're going to visit her on Shabbos, this person, that you can make an error for that. Error of Tchum. Mishtadif the whole town. Whoever wants to go to the shiva house, you can go. Whoever wants to go to the kiddush because they're making a bar mitzvah or something, you can go. V'chol shekibul alav mivod yom mutter. Now, you made an error for the whole town, so I have to accept that before Shabbos started. Mishetechshach, once it became dark, aser, it's aser. She'ein ma'arvin mishetechshach. You can't make an error when it's after Shabbos. Once Shabbos started, you can't do that. Good. Good. Amar of Yosef, ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. You can only be ma'arev for a dvar mitzvah. You can't make an eruv not for a mitzvah. Whatever that means. You can only make an eruv for a dvar mitzvah. Says Rashi, lo hitiru, I'm the first Rashi in the Gemara. Look at this Rashi. Lo hitiru chachamim lotzei schus l'tchum ayah the eruv. The Chachamim did not allow you to go outside your tchum with an Eruv, ela l'dvar mitzvah, unless it's for a mitzvah. What did Rashi say different than what the Gemara said? What is the purpose of this Rashi? What did Rashi say? The Gemara said, ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. And Rashi says, ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. Rashi didn't add anything. He had more words, doesn't add anything. Right? Lo hitiru chacham lo tzeis chutz l'tchum ayah de'eruv el dvar mitzvah. What Rashi saying different? Saying the exact same thing as the Gemara. So some said that Gaos HaShvi learns that what Rashi's doing is, Rashi's telling you, if you made an eruv for a dvar mitzvah. I made an eruv for a dvar mitzvah. I wanted to make for the kiddush. You're not allowed to use the eruv now for a dvar rishus. Now I'll go take a walk. I made it for a mitzvah, but now I'm going to use it for something else. Says the Rishonim reading Rashi. That's what Rashi's saying. It's only for a mitzvah, nothing else. Others argued. Others completely argued and said, no, what are you talking about? You have to make it for a mitzvah. Once you make it for a mitzvah, then you can do whatever you want now. You can go take a walk. No reason. But you have to make it for a mitzvah. Rashi, that's a Rashi, good vart. Rashi, no, not like that. Only for a mitzvah. No other reason. What's the reason for that? You can only make it for a mitzvah? What's the reason for that? Why could you only make it Erev Trum for a mitzvah?
No, you can't be Ma'arav
for only for a mitzvah. Which means I can't make a Trum, an Erev Trum, except for a mitzvah. Why? Why? Why would the Gemara have such a rule? Why would Rabbi Yosef say that rule? Only do it for a mitzvah. Not 100% sure why. He brings down over here because that since the whole thing is a kula, because really you can't walk 2,000 amos, to only make being makel for a dvar mitzvah. Okay, now what's a dvar mitzvah? Right? So, for sure, the Mishnah said already, a base oval, a base mishteh. What about you want to go visit your Rebbe? Is that a mitzvah? Yes, that's a mitzvah too. Right? Listen to this. Afilu b'shvil l'leches l'tayel b'yom tefashah is a pardes, sheyesh l'simcha b'zeh. You want to go visit the orchard because it makes you enjoy it? That's also a dvar mitzvah. All these things are dvar mitzvah. What's not a dvar mitzvah? Right? What's not a dvar mitzvah now? Everything's a dvar mitzvah. Okay. My kamash malon, why did Rabbi Yosef have to tell me that you can only go for a mitzvah? The Mishnah.
In that case, it's not a dvar mitzvah. You can go check on
your field. Right, to see if your business. Right. But I'm saying, but going for a walk because it makes you feel good is also considered a dvar mitzvah. Fine. My kamash malon, what's the chiddush in that? Tanina, we learned that already. Look, the Mishnah said, "L'kol mi sheyelech lebeis avol lebeis mishtah." Anybody want to come to the shiva house? Anybody want to come to the simcha? It's only mitzvah things mentioned. Well, no. Now the tamo urcha de milsa katani. I would have thought that the Mishnah mentioned those things because they're very, very common. But in a chanami, you can go even for a non mitzvah. Kamash malon. No, you can only go for a mitzvah. Fine. Then the Mishnah said as follows: "V'kol shekibel alav vibod yom." Right? Any time that you accept... Now, I made an Erev for the whole town. Erev Tchum for the whole town. Who wants to come to the Bris Milah? They're having a Bris on Shabbos, that guy. Anybody want to... Our old friend. Anybody want to come? Everyone can come. So, you have to decide that you want to do that Mibod Yom. The Mishnah said. You wake up at night, you're like, "Oh, I'm going to go to the Bris." It's too late. Because you can't make an Erev for Shabbos. But the Erev wasn't made on Shabbos.
You can't make an Erev for Shabbos.
Huh?
That's not, I don't think that's the reason.
That's what the Mishnah said. She ain't ma'av mishdechsach. You can't make it and everyone gets dark.
Right, but isn't really the problem that when we said that a person can't be zochem without you?
So you have to...
Because there's a negative to Erev Tchumim, right?
Correct. So you have to opt in. You have to opt in before Shabbat starts. So you're sitting at the table Friday night. Your wife says, you going to the bris? So I was thinking of not going. I think I'm going to go now.
Can't do it.
Right. The Erev was made on Friday. What's taking place on Shabbos? Your das. Your opting in is taking place on Shabbos. Isn't that something called Brera? Isn't that what's going on here? The Erev was done on Friday. On Friday, the Erev was done. Now on Shabbos, you're sitting there thinking, you know, maybe I should go. Maybe I'll go. Yeah, I'll go. Now you're opting in on Shabbos. So what? You're not doing anything. It's all in your head. So why can't you do that on Shabbos? Says the Gemara.
Did we say if you put, can you make two Erev Tchumim before Shabbos from two different sides of town and decide when to use it on Shabbos?
Exactly. Shmaz Bina ain't Brera? It must be. There's no such thing as Brera now. Because the Iyesh Brera, if there is Brera, why can't I decide on Shabbos? Tigali Milsal and Mafreya, I'll decide now, retroactively, Dimi Ba'od Yom, Havinichalei. That during the day, this is what I wanted. Retroactively, I'm going to decide Friday night, you know what? I'm going to go to that bris. Old friend of mine, I'm going to go. That means, retroactively, Friday afternoon, when he put the Erev out, it was for me too. Rashi says it very good. He says, no, not Rashi yet. Right? Now, we know that when it comes to a din derabanan, we do hold of Brera. Erev Tchum is a din derabanan. What is? How come there's no brera here? We hold there is brera. Now why taka is there no brera? Why taka is there brera by derabanan and not brera by daraisa? So the Ran says it's because we're always going to go makel. We're being makel. So on a daraisa, where Breira, we're not going to allow Breira, but under Rabbanan we will allow Breira. It says the Ran, if there could be a situation where Midoraisa, having Breira will be a Kula, then I would let it too. Others say, no, that's not the reason. The reason is the Chum made up the rules of Trum, and whenever the Chum made up the rules, they made up the rules that Breira will work. We're going to let Breira work. No rhyme or reason, if that's what the Rabbanan is different than Doraisa. Fine. So Amar Ravashi says, Hodi, where am I? Amar Ravashi, yeah. When it says you have to decide Friday night, it doesn't mean you have to decide. Sorry. When it says you have to decide before Shabbos, that's not what it means. What it means is you have to know about it before Shabbos. That's all it means. Amar Ravashi, Hodi'uhu, V'lo Hodi'uhu Katani. The whole issue is you have to know about it. You have to know about the Erev. If you don't know about the Erev when Shabbos started, you can't opt in. But if you know about the Erev and you're deciding, should I go, should I not go? You want to decide Shabbos morning, you know what, I'm going to go. Of course you can go. Why? Breira. Says Rashi, Hodi'uhu Mutter. If you knew about it, I'm in the Rashi of Hodi'uhu. Hodi'uhu Mutter. If you knew about the Erev, it's Mutter. Afal pi shelo nisratzim mibod yom, even though you had no intention of going when Shabbos started. Only Friday night you decided to go. You know what? I'm going to go. Amrinon huvrar, it's breira, shekodim zman knias erev, that before the time that the erev takes effect, meaning on Friday afternoon, daito lakachaya, you had intentions to go. We'll say breira. Lo hodiyuhu at shechatecha. If you don't even know about it, listen to this. Rashi says, if you don't even know about the erev till the night, you come to shul for a month. The Shalom Zachar, and you find out, oh, by the way, someone made an air for tomorrow for the bris. The bris is over there. I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know someone did that. My brera ik. What brera is there? You found out about it at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. What brera? No brera. Halo haviyada, the ik erev. You didn't even know there was an erev. The name of Daite Allah Bahaiva. That they could even think about it. I didn't even know about it. So what kind of brera is that? That's the answer. If I knew about it, I can make up my mind whenever I want on Shabbos. If I didn't know about it, how can I make up my mind? I didn't even know about it. Okay. Now for the next Gemara is all about kids. Okay? Amar of Asi, Katan ben Sheish, Yotze be'erev imo. A Katan that's 6 years old can go out with the Erev of his mother. Meaning, a six-year-old doesn't necessarily need his own Erev. He goes out with he's under his mother's Eruv. Means if the mother can go, he can go too. Says, look at the bottom toes of us. Bottom one, the little one, two lines. Katan. Afadav de ein ma'arvin. Elvel l'dvar mitzvah. Even though we only make an Eruv for a mitzvah, as we said. Mikol makom, yotze katan de Eruv imo. The katan could go out with the Eruv of his, where's the katan going? He's not going to a mitzvah. But he can go out with his mother. De ef shalah l'anicho mishum de karach achweh. Well, you can leave him alone? You can't leave the boy alone. He's a little boy. Can't leave him alone. So you have to schlep him along with you. Inami or bekatan nami ikka mitzvah lechanko. What do you mean? It's chinuch. He should also go to that bar mitzvah. Chinuch. He should also go walk from in the Erev. Chinuch. So for either one of those two reasons, the katan goes by his mother's Erev. Meisvei. 1 second. There's a braisa that says like this. Katan shetzarech li'imo. If a katan needs his mother, yotze be'erev imo, that he goes out with the Erev of his mother. She ain't Sarachimo. He's already 11 years old. Doesn't need his mother. Not a baby anymore. Ain't Yotze be'erev imo. Then he can't use his mother's Erev. He's too old.
If a cousin has known a cousin, how could he be mishtatef in an Erev?
He can't.
So he can't have an Erev at all?
Maybe he can. A cousin's allowed to have the cousin.
He has ownership of
a cousin. He's allowed to, yes. Yes. So she can. So what the Gemara is saying is that the mother wants to go to the bris. She got a two-year-old. He has no interest in going. So can the mother go with him? Yes. Is the mother facilitating Chilul Shabbos? Of course not. He's under the mother's Erev. If he's 11 years old, 12 years old, that's a different story. Then he's got his own, he's already much older, he doesn't need his mother. He just let him sit home and take a nap. So he doesn't need his mother. So if he doesn't need his mother, he can't use the mother's Erev. He's got friends he wants to go visit. Too bad. He can't use his mother's Erev. That's what the Gemara said so far. Meisvei is a kash on that. What's the... Now, we said, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Asi, Rai said a cousin has to be 6 years old. He made this cutoff of 6 years old. 6 years old already, right? 6 years old, you're still a baby. That's basically what Ravasi's saying. Someone 6 years old, he's still a baby, he's still under his mother's, so to speak, you know, influence, and he can be using his mother's Eruv. And then we're going to have Brises and say, not like that. Why? Meisvei, what's the cutoff? The cutoff is if you need your mother. That's the cutoff, right? Utna nami, also, gabe sukkah ki agavna. We learned the same thing by sukkah. How young does a katan have to be that he doesn't have to go into the sukkah out of chinuch? How young? Katan she'ein tzaruch l'imo, chayev b'sukkah. If he's old enough that he doesn't need his mother, he's chayev in sukkah. V'avina ba, we ask, ezu katan she'ein tzaruch l'imo, what age is that? At what age is that? So the Gemara says, I can't give you an age, but I'll tell you like this. Amr d'vei Rabbanai, kol she'nifne ve'inimo mekancha. If a boy goes to the bathroom, and his mother doesn't have to clean up after him. He's old enough to go to the bathroom by himself. He's old enough to go sleep in the sukkah with his father. Right? Rav Shimon bar Lakish Omar, who said that? That's the Tana Kama. Rav Shimon bar Lakish Omar, kol shener mishnasav ina kora ima. When he wakes up in the middle of the night from a nightmare, he doesn't scream out mother. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Eim esal kadaitach, gadol mami kori. Even adults do that. They wake up from a nightmare and they scream out mother. So the Gemara says, yeah, but they scream at mother just as a reflex. Ela ema kol shener mishnasu. A guy wakes up from his sleep, ve'ena kori ima ima. In other words, bekavana, he's calling for his mother. Adults don't do that, unless they have problems. Adults don't do that. Adults don't need their mother to tuck them back into bed after they wake up from a nightmare. Children do. So if he's calling out for his mother, bekavana, he's too young. He's too young. He doesn't have to go sit in the sukkah. Vekama, so how old is that already? Nu, give me the numbers. So kfar arba, v'chachamesh, 4 or 5. Once you turn 6, you're old enough already. Go sit with, go into the sukkah with your father. You're old enough, right? Rashi says in the bottom, "Kari le ain't tzarich l'imo." Once you turn 4 or 5, you don't need your mother anymore. And what's 4 or 5? Kol chad l'fum churvei. Not every child's created equal. 4 by 4 or 5. Everyone in their own different kids are different. Different kids mature differently. But by five years old, everyone's the same. Some already 4 or 5. Alma. When you're 5 years old already, your whole life changes. You're a little boy. Turn 5 years old, everything changes. But when you're less than 4, you don't have to go to the sukkah. Why? You're too little. You're too like a baby. And Rabbi Yossi said the shear is 6. So it's a stira. Rabbi Yossi's arguing with this. So, Amr of Yeshua Bred Ravidi, he answered like this. Kika Amr Ravasi, when did Ravasi say that it really goes up to 6 years old? Kigon, she'iriv olav aviv litzafon, v'imo l'darom. No, what's going on here is that you're right. Ravasi can't argue. Ravasi can't argue on a Mishnah or a Brisa in Sukkah that said that by 5 years old already they're considered older. Ravasi was talking about a funny case. The father made an Erev in one direction. He was going to that simcha. And the mother made an Erev in the other direction. She's going to that simcha. They had to split up. 2 simchas. So they went different directions. Where'd the boy rather go? The boy would rather go with his mother. That's what the Gemara is saying. Dafilu bar shesha nami b'tzavsa de'imei nichale. Even though he's 6 years old, of course, he'd rather go with his mother. That's all we're saying. We're not saying anything about Hilchas Chinuch, Hilchas Ktanim, when they become older. No, I'm not saying anything about that. We're just saying that in this kid's situation, he was 6 years old, they'd still rather be with their mother. Now, is that true? Meisvei, 1 second. Katan shetaruch l'imo, yatza be'erev imo. When a katan needs his mother, he still goes out with the erev of his mother. V'kama, how much is that? Ad ben sheish. Up to 6. Now, right? Up to 6. Tiyufta de Yeshua bar Idi. Tiyufta. This can't be right. Because Yeshua bar Idi said that really it's 5. And the 6 was because he wanted to go with his mother more than his father. And it's not true. There's another Brisa that says that a cotton's up to 6. Now, Nema Teva Tiyufta de Ravasi. It's also a Kash on Ravasi. Because Ravasi said 6. And here it says up to 6. So Amalach Ravasi, Ad V'Ad B'Chlal. No, when it says up to 6, it means including 6. So it's not a kasha at all. Lema Tevet Yufta de Rav Yane V'Rish Lakish. This is a kasha on Rav Yane and Rish Lakish. Rav Yane and Rish Lakish said 4 and 5 by the sukkah. So it's a kasha on them. They have a braitha that says up to six. They said four and five already. So lo kasha. Ha de itzya avua b'masa. Ha de lesya avua b'masa. It depends if the father's in the town or not. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Ha de itzya avua b'masa. Vatinak nichnas v'yotze imo. If the father's around, then the boy doesn't need to go with his mother. His father's here. So lo correlate tzarech li'imo mibedalat ulmaila. Then he's not already considered he's his father when time he's four. Ubraisa, but the lesser level of the masa. But the braisa was told the father's not here. He's away for Shabbos. He's on a business trip for Shabbos. He's away. So he's away, but the boy's going to be alone. So by default, the boy goes with the mother. Verav Yoshua lo matzi l'shunach. He didn't want to give this answer. Okay, I'm going to go into that. So since the father's away, then the boy is naturally drawn toward his mother, and then it's the different halacha because the father's away. But if the father's around, then in the chanami by four and five already he's considered an adult. So it's not a stira on them at all. Okay. Good? Good. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'ariv adam al yedei b'no. Al yedei doesn't mean with them, it means before them. Rashi says b'shvil. B'shvilan, for them. Now, my son tells me, my friend got engaged. He's 11 years old. I want to go to the Vort. When's the Vort? Shabbos. So, all right, I'll make an area for him. So he can walk there. He wants to go visit his friends for a mitzvah. For his bar mitzvah. For his bar mitzvah. His friend's getting bar mitzvah. Oh, it's a better case. His friend's getting bar mitzvah. He's still not bar mitzvah. He wants to go to the bar mitzvah. It's a sudas mitzvah. Right? So, okay, I'll make an area for him. Can I do that? Says the Gemara. Yes, you can make an error for them. For your younger kids. You can also make an error for your Eved Kanani, who has rules like an Isha. I could do that. Bein l'daitan, bein shelo l'daitan. Whether they know about it or not. Avol, enu ma'arif lo yadei avdo v'shifchas v'ivriyim. You can't make an error for your Eved Ivri. Or your female Eved Ivri. Your Alma Ivriya. You can't do that. Why not? Because they have their own das. They're Jews. Can't do that. V'lo al yedei b'no ubito hagadolim. You can't make an error for your adult. You have a 20-year-old kid. I want him to come with me. He'll have to go with you. V'lo al yedei avdo v'shifchaso. One second. Lo yavod al yedei b'no ubito hagadolim. V'yedei avdo v'shifchaso ha'ivriyim. V'lo al yedei ishto. Your wife also not. You can't make an error for your wife. Ela midaitan. Unless they know about it. Unless they agree. Yes, when you want to come with me to that simcha? Yeah, I'll come with you. Okay, we're going to make an erev tochum. Excellent. You have to tell her. You can't just have them in mind without their knowledge. They're adults.
Does he have to put down enough food for them?
We're going to get to that. Avo ma'ariv hu al yedei avdo v'shivchas ha'kananim. One second, are we repeating ourselves? V'al yedei b'no b'ito ha'katanim ben l'daiton. Because they're just an extension of you. The kids are an extension of you, and you can make an error for them, an error of tchum, and then force them to come with you. The kulan she'irvu, the irv alehen, rabban, yotin b'shel rabban, all these people, the kulan she'irvu, the irv alehen, rabban, yotin b'shel rabban, all these people, rabban here doesn't mean a Rebbe, it means the master. All these people are follow after the master, chutz min Isha, except for an Isha, m'sheyechol limchos. Because the Isha can protest. Ma'ishna Isha, why only a woman? Anyone can protest? You're right. Amar Ravashi, Amar Rabba, Isha v'chol d'damila. It means a woman, anyone like a woman, meaning any adult. I have a bunch of adults. I can't force them to come with me to the Erev. They have their own adults. They can do whatever they want. Fine. There's a lot of words. Say the same thing four times. Amar Mar, that we said before, chutz min Isha, Gesundheit. A woman is different because she's able to protest. Taima demachi. The reason is because she can protest. Hostama nafka b'debaila. And what if she doesn't protest? What if she doesn't protest? So the default stam position is. She'll go with her father, with her husband, right? Haktani reisha, but it said in the reisha elamidaitam. Only if they know about it. Which seems to imply that the stam default position is she has to know. My lav de Umri in, doesn't it mean that she said yes? Right? So that's a stira because does she have to say yes or not? It's contradictory. Does she have to say yes or not? Lo. My elamidaitam. What does it mean elamidaitam? Dishtiku. She didn't say anything. So if she was quiet, then we assume she's okay to go with you to be in your area. She didn't say anything. If she wasn't one, she has to say something. Lafuke hecha de Umri lo. But if she said something, that would be different. Ha, v'kulim she'irvu, v'irv alei, and yorub rabban, yotzim mishal rabban, v'stamuhu, v'ktani chutz me'isha, d'lo nafki. So that, again, it's for a woman who doesn't have to go, which didn't say anything. So we have a question now. What is the stam position of a woman who's quiet? Hamarava, kivin she'irvu, one second. In that case, she made her own eruv. If she makes her own eruv, in l'chamichu gadol mizeh. There's no greater protest than her husband. I'm not going with you. I made my own eruv. So if she makes her own eruv, she doesn't have to protest. If she doesn't make her own eruv, then she has to protest. Why? Because the default position is she wants to be with her husband. Okay? Okay. Now, the Mishnah asks Josh's question. Kama hu shi'uron, what's the shear of Erev Tchumen? What's the shear? And the answer is, mazon shtei sudos l'kol echad ve'echad. Two sudos for every single person. Okay? Two sudos to every person. How come by Erev Chatzeros and Erev Shtufei Mivos, it was two sudos for everybody? And how come here it's two sudos to every single person? What's the difference?
The difference is when you're establishing partnership and when you're establishing residence.
Exactly. When it comes to Erev Chatzeros or Shetuf or Shituf, all I'm doing is showing that we're all together in one house, in one residence, so to speak. So for that, all you need is two meals. For everybody. Here, it's mamash my house. So I eat two meals a day. You eat two meals a day also. You also eat two meals a day. So therefore, we have to have two meals for everybody. Okay? Ask to Me'iri, but one second. Has anybody heard something called Shal Shudas? Don't you have to eat three meals on Shabbos? Second, two meals be good enough. It should be three meals. Three meals. You have to eat Shal Shudas on Shabbos. That's two meals. Good question, no? Tell me what you think of the Me'iri. This is the Me'iri's answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. The Me'iri answers as follows. The Me'iri answers that the amount that you have to eat to be satisfied, to be not hungry, is two meals a day. It happens to be that on Shabbos, there's an extra meal, because it's Shabbos, extra Kedusha, extra meal, a third meal. You don't have to eat that for purposes of health and health and nourishment. You don't have to eat a third meal for that. You need a third meal because it's Shabbos. So really, the Iker amount you need is two meals. Happens to be there's a requirement on Shabbos to eat a third meal. What do you think of that answer? You like that answer? No? What? It does answer it. It does and it doesn't. Right? But at the end of the day, you have a chiyuv to eat three meals on Shabbos. So why you have a chiyuv to eat? Why? It's not because of nourishment, it's because of it's a chiyuv. So what? That's the... Right, so by my residence, I said, because my residence, two meals is enough for my residence. I live here, here's where I have two meals. I have to eat a third meal, that's because of Shabbos. But no, my residence. Okay, that's what he answers. Anyway, I can't push this off any longer. Now, ready for this? What kind of two meals? Is it Shabbos meals, or is it weekday meals? Now, everyone eats more on Shabbos than on the weekday. Almost everyone.
Well, according to what you just said in the Me'iri, it should be just a basic meal.
Oh, so mazon l'chol v'lo l'shabbos, divrei Rav Meir. Says Rav Meir, two weekday meals. Whatever you eat on a regular, on a random Tuesday night. Most people eat more on Friday night than they do the rest of the week. Most people. Right? Says Rav Meir, you don't have to do that. You don't have to make a whole Friday night meal. No. Whatever you eat on a Tuesday night. Rav Yehuda Omer, l'shabbos v'lo l'chol. No, Shabbos meal, what do you mean? V'zeh v'zeh miskavdim l'hokel. They both intend to be makel. How could that be? Says Rashi, right? Look at this Rashi in the Mishnah. Rav Meir Savar, it's the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Rav Meir Savar, b'Shabbos achel inish tfei. On Shabbos, people eat more. Mishum debasim tavshile, because everyone makes better food on Shabbos. The Omri Inchi, people say, Ravcha lebesima shchiach. Ah, I can't wait for my who doesn't say that? Who doesn't look forward to a meal on Shabbos? Even back then they did. They looked forward to Shabbos meal, right? Much better. So, how's that a kula? How's that a kula? Not sure how that's a kula, really. Listen to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, listen to this. Kivan de Shabbos soe chalosh sudos. Since the Shabbos, you eat a third meal. In ochel hare b'chol suda. You don't eat so much at every of the other two meals. Because you have a third meal. I think the minhag ha'olam is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? I don't think the world's noil like Rabbi Yehuda. That since on Shabbos you eat shalshudis, so you eat less with the other meals. So he's trying to give you a break. He's being makel. Don't worry about it. You can make Shabbos sudas less because you eat shalshudis. And we don't eat shalshudis because it's not Iker's nourishment, right? We have all these lumdas. So, now, how much is a suda? Now, tomorrow's daf is extremely complicated. It's not hard in terms of like the understanding of the sugya. It's so complicated because we don't understand these measurements. It's all measurements tomorrow. And how much, what kind of suda? So Rav Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, mi kikar, you need bread, bepundion, that cost a pundion, mi dalad sa besela. When four sa cost a sela. Okay? What does that mean? So I'm going to tell you now what it means. Now, four sa equals 24 kav. Okay? And a sela has 48 pundion. Okay? So, 24 kav cost 48 pundion. So, one pundion, that's what it says. When one pundion is a half a kav. So your bread has to be big enough, like a half a kav. That's all you need to know. Has to be a half a kav. Right? What did he say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch? It's a pundion. You're going to buy a pundion. When four sa will be worth a sela. That means one pundion will get you the size of a half a kav.
Why can't it just say half a kav?
I don't know. No, I'll tell you why. Because, put it into normal English, say, when $1 will get you a loaf of bread. Right? When $1 will buy you a loaf of bread, that's what it is. What about if 50 cents will buy you a loaf of bread? No, you can get $1 for a loaf of bread.
Who cares about the amount?
So now, what am I going to say? How many ounces of flour are in the... Who cares? $1 buys you the bread. How big is the bread?
Just the opposite.
How big is the bread?
About nourishment.
Right.
We're talking about that.
Yeah, because it equals nourishment. He's saying that a half a kav of bread is a meal.
Right.
You need two of them, half a kav. Now, no one measures bread in terms of weight. Now you could, but you could say, I want how much bread can I get for $1? Here's $1. You weigh it and give me the bread. It could be a small roll. It could be 20 slices. I don't know. Whatever it is. It's a very easy way of saying it. The suda is when $1 gets you bread. Not when $10. One pundion. You have to spend one pundion. How much bread can you get out of one pundion? The answer is a half a kav. It's very simple. Now to get from a pundion to a half a kav, you have to go through all these measurements. One sela, one pundion, when four sa equals one sela. So you have to convert it all. Bottom line is one pundion, a half a kav. Reb Shimon Omer, Shtei Yados Lekikar Mishlish Lekav. What that means in English is 1/9 of a kav. Reb Yochanan ben Baruch said a half a kav, and Reb Shimon says 1/9 of a kav. Okay, they have a machlokas. Now, whatever they hold, whether it's a half a kav or 1/9 of a kav, Chetzia, half that amount, is lebeis hamenuga. Half that amount is the shear when a guy walks into a house with tsaras. Let's say he walks into the house with tsaras, what happens to him? He becomes tamei. What if he walks in and he walks out and was there for 1 second, literally? So, oh my goodness, Sarath, he runs right out. You're not tummy. You have to remain there the time it takes to eat half a bread, like this kind of bread. Either a half of a kav, or a half of a ninth of a kav. Either one. It's a machlokas. But the point is, half that shear is the amount of time it takes to eat that. That's how long you have to linger in the house of a teras in order to become tamei. V'chetzi chatzia, and half of that, is lipsol es hakvia. That is a halacha, that when you eat tamei food, you become tamei. How much tamei food do you have to eat? A half of a half of a half, either a half a kav, a half of a half of that, or a half of a half of a ninth of a kav. They have a machlokas. Right? That's the shear to eat to become tamei. Okay, that's tomorrow's daf. Okay? Now, ask the Gemara. Okay, that was a very nice Mishnah. I don't know what that Mishnah means. Kama Muslim shtei sudos. Nu, how much is food of two sudos? Tell me the answer, please. What does that mean? It's Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Tarte Rifta, Akriyasa. Two breads in that town. And that and among those people. Right? Those people, they have two breads, that's the shear. Amar Yehuda Marav, Ravavad Barava Amar, Tarti Rifta Nahar Pipisa. A different town. Whatever the breads are in that town, that's the shear. Amalir of Yosef, Lord of Yosef Bray. Amalir of Yosef, Lord of Yosef Bray? Bray Durava, oh. Avuch Kaman Svirle. Who does your father hold like, by the way? We said it was a question of Shabbos meals or weekday meals. Who does your father hold like? So he said, Kermeir Svirle. He holds like Kermeir. Anonami Kermeir Svirle. I also hold like Kermeir. The Ikra Yehuda, if it's a Yehuda, Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda said it was Shabbos meals, right? Had the Amri Inchi, Ravcha Lipsima Shchiach. Right? Right? You said that the Mishnah said that you were being makel. According to Yehuda, how are you being makel? People eat more on Shabbos. What kind of makel is that? People eat more. Rashi says, "Kolomar hamayayim is ravchin." Your stomach's wider. Lifnos makom ludover hamatok to have room for sweet things. Well, how's that a kula? People eat more on Shabbos. How's that a kula? Right. Therefore, we didn't want to hold like Reb Meir, because people eat more on Shabbos and not less. People eat more like Reb Yehuda. Reb Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Tana, V'krovin divrehen lios shavin. You know, the two shitas of a half and a ninth are very near each other. They're very similar to each other. They're dvarim lios shavin. They're almost the same. Me dummy, really? Almost the same? Reb Yehuda arba sudasa lekaba. According to Reb Yehuda, it's Arba Sudasa Lakav, four Sudas for a Kav. The Reb Shimon, Tesha Sudasa Lakav. He has a half and he has a ninth. What are you talking about? They're not near each other at all. Right? Because if he needs nine Kav, he needs nine Sudas to get to one Kav, and he needs four Sudas to get to one Kav. So Amrav Chista, no. Tzemihen Shlish Lechenveni. No, but you're missing the fact that when you go to the store, you have to pay a third. So we've got it down from a ninth. So Akati, Lamar Tisha Ulamar Shis. One has a ninth and one has a sixth. We got it closer. Still, one, right? They're still far apart. So Ella, Ki'idach Rav Chista. Tamar, Tzemihen Mechza L'Chenveni. And then you got to give more to the Chenveni, right? You have to give half to the Chenveni. Because he gives you, I think he says he gives you the wood, so you have to give another half to the chenveni. So zakati lamar teisha lamar tamani. So he's 1/9, he's 1/8. So yeah, had the kamar krovim l'dvarim lios shavin. That's exactly what I said. They're very close to each other. Well, 1/9 and 1/8 are very close to each other. They're very similar shears. So we've changed it from 1/2 to 1/8. We made the shear much smaller. Why? You really buy a half. But you got to pay for the chenveni, you got to pay for the money changer, you're left with an eighth. You're left with nothing, you're left with an eighth. And Rav Shimon's had a ninth, it's almost the same thing. They're very close to each other. Now, Kasha de Rav Chista, Ad Rav Chista. Rav Chista had a kasha on himself. Why does Rav Chista have a kasha on himself? Because there's two members over here, right? One to take away a sixth, and one to take away a half. I'm sorry. One to take away a third, one to take away a half. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, the yahiv, the koyav balabayas tzivi. Well, did the balabayas supply the wood? Ha, the loyav balabayas tzivi. And did the balabayas not supply the wood? So it depends. If he supplied the wood, then it's only a third. If he didn't supply the wood, then it's a half. So it's a machlok. If we're not sure, so he gave both shears. So we got it changed to say it's only, they're only arguing on the difference of a ninth or an eighth. Tomorrow, we're going to really get into these shiurim, and your head's going to a little bit spin. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow.